It's a special Anfield Wrap show. It's John Gibbons hosting, and I'm joined by Craig Hannon, by Neil Atkinson, and by Gareth Roberts to reflect and celebrate 6 years of Jurgen Klopp at Liverpool. So 6 years ago today, Jurgen Klopp walked through the doors, at Melwood, I think it was Hope Street Hotel, wasn't it, Neil, where they sort of did it and unveiled it and everything. But, I mean, wherever it was, you know, the impact from day one, 6 years ago, was huge.
Yeah, it felt, it was sort of rockstar-y. Robbo went because it caused
murder. I didn't realise, I probably should have started with you.
Yeah, no, Robbo went.
Come back to that.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, and all this, the madness of our lives, really, Robbo went, and because we all had a pint that night and Robbo was recounting all sorts that went on, and we probably can't talk about some of it on this. And I don't like it when people say that, but it is like it was berserk because it was a national event, and that's the bit that you sort of miss in a way that I've been surprised, and it's completely separate, but sort of how down the pecking order and down the newspaper order the Newcastle thing has been. Klopp going to Liverpool was front page news, and it's one of those reminders that Liverpool, it was front page and back page news, and it was one of those reminders the extent to which, firstly, Liverpool is world renowned, is a worldwide name, but the flip side also was it was a bit like Elvis had turned up, and that was genuinely the vibe a little bit. And even that was, again, in the same way, a little bit of a surprise to me, in that I sort of think at times we're in our bubble. And then you realise that actually, you know, this fella had, for whatever reason, already grabbed the sort of the football world's attention because of what he'd done at Dortmund, and because of the way in which he carried himself and the way in which he approached things. And, you know, in that early moment, I think one of the things that sort of surprised him was how much everybody treated him like he was Elvis. And I still think at times now he's not entirely over that. Like, I still think every now and again he has a bit of a, oh, Christ, this thing's happening again, the Elvis thing's happening again. But it was exciting from minute one. My worry for it was that he was going to find it hard, and I think he has found it hard, but he was going to find it hard to not be able to pull it off in that way in which you think that money defines everything in football. Was he going to have that? The fact that, you know, people have been a little bit fickle, you know, and was that going to happen to him as well? So I wasn't sort of thinking this fella's definitely winning us the league at any point, you know, around the time when he first comes in, but I was thinking that he's, you know, that he's coming in, it's a massive deal, and it's a reminder that we're a massive deal. And to me, that's got a little bit of similarity with when we were lucky enough to go on the tour to Australia in 2013, and you realise Liverpool's a massive deal. The day Klopp comes in, I'm like, my God, it's one of those reminders that we are one of the biggest five football clubs in the world, and everyone's just got to get over it.